Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Rachel. How can I help you?
Hi, Rachel. My name is Mary Rodriguez, and I received a voicemail stating that two boxes were returned to you of the Omex.
Okay.
And it's probably because I moved and I, you know, everything happened so fast. So I probably forgot to call you guys and give you the new address. But I did, you know, I don't know if the post office forwards packages, because I, you know, gave them my forwarding address, but apparently they didn't. So.
Okay. All right, I'm trying to get that.
Okay.
All right, there it is. I'm trying to get some information pulled up. And for security purposes, if you'd also verify your address.
Okay, the new address, or do you want the address that it was sent to? The old one?
Yes, ma'am. It's possible that we have your old one.
Okay. So the old address is 3000 Coronet, spelled Coronet, Lane, apartment 231, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207.
Okay. All right. I do thank you for that information. So I have gotten the account pulled up showing your name, and it is showing that old address.
Okay.
And we did reach out to you regarding returns for the two boxes of the Omex 3 Ultra Pure. They looks like they were returned to sender by the post office on the 13th of April. I don't know if it showed that they tried to forward it or not. We did try to reach out to you by phone. You said you received the message.
Yeah.
We've already gotten you refunded for those two boxes.
Okay.
Are you wanting to go ahead and place the new order? Okay. Okay. It'll take about 3 to 5 business days for you to see those credited back.
Okay.
Or see that credited back. Let's see. So it'll show me. All right. So it'll kind of be like you're starting over, but let me try to process it this way to see if it will take me to where I'm needed.
I tried to get everybody that I could remember, but, you know, sometimes you can't.
Oh, no worries at all. No worries at all. Let's see. All right, since that is different, I don't need to put that in. All right, I'm waiting for it to get me to the page here.
Okay, take your time. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's see. Subscription. Okay, yep, there's the $48 one. So yours is $48. So what I need to do now, let me take out the old address. Okay, so it's both a new billing and shipping address?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and what is that street address, please?
Okay, it's 601 DeSoto, DeSoto Lane. And that it will either pop up as Indian Harbor Beach or Satellite Beach, you know, because it does both. The zip code is 32937, and it's Florida.
Okay. 32937. Okay, let's see. Actually, it's in both of those are in, what is that, Brevard County?
Brevard County, yeah.
Brevard, okay. Actually, Satellite Beach and Indian Harbor pop up. Which one do you want me to choose?
Just put Indian Harbor.
Okay. And I don't know why they have it twice.
It's auto-filtering. Yeah, it's just a weird thing. If I say one, they say, oh, it pulls up as this. If I say the other one, it
okay.
pulls up as, yeah.
All right, so I it does. Okay, so it's completed now with Indian Arbor, Florida, 32937 is the zip code.
Yes.
And let me just complete that for the shipping. All right, so I have your order in place, and the only thing that I need now, it has already has your Visa card that expires 1/24. I just need the security code.
706, I believe.
All right, 706, and the shipping is, and I'm sorry, it's going to be additional 7 to 14 business days, but hopefully you will receive it well within that time. Is there anything else that you're wanting to add to the order, like vitamin D maybe, if you're needing it?
Like what?
Like vitamin D maybe. We
no,
do have.
I'm good.
Okay. So let me just go ahead and process it. All right. It declined me.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, then I can't do it until tomorrow because that's when I get paid. I thought it was in there already, so.
Okay, not a problem. It didn't give me the reason why. It just said it was
declined. Yeah, probably, yeah, not insufficient funds. So that, like, the refund, you can't use that?
No, ma'am. The order's
okay.
Already been refunded. I'm sorry.
Okay.
If we'd have gotten a chance to speak with you before that, I just could have done a reshipment.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yes, ma'am. It's been refunded. And if you call back tomorrow, since I placed the order out, not outside of the account, but let me see if it will allow me to update it. I think you'll have to provide your address again. Because
okay.
Since the order didn't process, it didn't automatically update it in the account yet.
Okay.
So I'm sorry about that inconvenience.
No worries. It's 601.
Oh, what was that?
601.
Okay.
DeSoto, DeSoto, Lane.
Yes, ma'am.
And then Indian Harbor Beach, Florida, 32937.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, let me exit out of this. Okay, I don't want you to.
Can you maybe try, like, just running it tomorrow with my permission?
We wouldn't be able to do it without you present.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We inbound call center, so
yes.
We don't hold information where we can process it later.
That's fine.
So let me at least get out of this screen. Okay, so let me go back down. I'm just waiting for, yeah,
okay.
It did not automatically update because the order didn't go through. So if you do not mind, please providing that when you do give a call in, it shouldn't take long at all.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay.
DeSoto. Let's see if I put this in. Maybe I can do it this way. And I'm sorry, what was that new zip code again?
32937.
Okay, 32937. Oh, right, that's in Florida. All right, unlike the. Okay, now it's popping up. Okay, so Indian, you did say in, is it Indian Arbor only or Indian Arbor Beach?
Indian Harbor Beach.
Okay.
And Harbor is spelled Harbour.
That is what it has.
Okay.
So let me just put that in. And see if it will. Pop up over there. All right. So at this time, at least your profile is updated.
Okay.
And the rest of that will get updated once you place the order,
Okay.
the shipping part. And sorry, I wouldn't be able to do the rest of that yet, but is there anything else that I can do to assist at this time?
No, thank you. Everything is good. I appreciate your help.
Okay, you are more than welcome, and thank you so much for being in, for calling Omax Health. You please have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.